Good afternoon. We're here with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian with IMU Nutrition. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good.
Good. Yeah? Yes.
I'm gearing up for Halloween. I'm excited.
I know. It's an exciting time of year. We've got our family Halloween costume ready to go. We are doing all the things. We've got trunk or treat set. Kids are excited. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I know. What's on your mind?
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about something that I think has impacted a lot of people in our listening area lately and probably will continue to impact us for the next several months, and that's our immune function and how diet impacts it.
Yes.
So I thought we could talk a little bit about just what does diet do when it comes to our immune system, because sometimes people give it no credit, right? Our immune system is completely separate from our diet, and sometimes people say, if I just eat a good diet, I'm not going to get sick. And neither one is really true. But diet can impact a lot of those aspects of us getting sick. So eating well and eating a balanced diet, and we'll talk about what that means here, doesn't mean that we're never going to contract a virus, right? It means that when we contract a virus, we tend to get over it a little bit more quickly, or maybe it isn't as severe, or it might prevent hospitalization or some of those types of things. That's really when we look at the research and we look at certain vitamins, minerals, herbs, dietary components, whatever it might be, the research isn't saying that people who eat these things never get sick. It's saying that people who eat certain ways or incorporate certain foods or certain vitamins into their typical diet tend to be sick for a shorter amount of time, or like I said, prevent hospitalization or reduce severity or something like that. So let's talk about what those things are that might impact it.
Okay.
So when it comes to diet, because we're going to talk about diet before we talk about any kind of supplementation, first thing people ask me usually when they ask me about nutrition and immune function is what supplements should I take? And before we start spending all of our money on supplements, I think it's important for us to look at our overall diet quality, because we really cannot out-supplement an inadequate diet. And when it comes to diet, before we start eliminating a bunch of things there too, I like to have people really focus on making sure we're getting enough of the things that our body needs to perform important immune functions. First and foremost, and we've talked about this one a lot in a variety of different topics, is protein. Our bodies need protein for a number of things, but we tend to think about needing protein just for maintaining muscle mass. And we do need it for maintaining muscle mass. It's one of its primary functions. But all of those antibodies that respond when we are exposed to something are all proteins. So if we're not taking in enough, our immune system can suffer, and that it has to work harder to create all of those proteins our body needs to respond to illness. So taking in adequate protein, which is going to be meat, is probably the easiest place for most people to get it. Beef, chicken, fish, pork, all of those kinds of things. But also a lot of our dairy products will have it. Cheese has protein, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, all great sources of protein. Eggs are the protein by which all other proteins are measured. So if you are not allergic, eggs are a phenomenal one to incorporate into a typical day. But even beans and lentils and our soy-based foods and things like that are great ways to get in a little bit more protein into our diet. So I talk a lot about having protein at breakfast, and that is really important. If we can start our day with protein, that's ideal. But having protein every single meal that we have, snacks too if you want to, but at least at our meals, is really important. People will then ask me, well, what if I just do a protein powder or a protein bar or a protein shake? Those are fine, but they shouldn't be our only protein intake. Real food is just going to come with a lot more nutrition. It comes with nutrition that we probably haven't even discovered yet. Real food is always going to be best option, but certainly some of those protein supplements can be just that, a supplement. Sometimes if I know I'm going to have a hard time getting a good protein in the morning, I'll even put like an unflavored collagen powder into my coffee. Easy way to get in a little bit of extra protein, or I'll sneak it into milk that my kids are drinking too to boost the protein up a little bit there. Omega-3s. We don't eat enough omega-3. We eat a lot of omega-6. We eat a lot of saturated fat. We eat a lot of other types of unsaturated fats. but we don't get a lot of omega-3. And that's one of the ones that's been shown to really help our immune system. And not necessarily just taking an omega-3 supplement, but eating those omega-3 rich foods. Best sources are our fatty fish, salmon, tuna, herring, mackerel, sardines, for people who like any of those things. There's certain types of algae that also have the active form of omega-3, but we can also get it from flaxseed and flax oil, chia seed. Lots of our other nuts and seeds have both omega-3 and omega-6, but they come with loads of other nutrients that we can take in. And then we get into our micronutrients that we need. And a lot of these show up in a lot of the immune supplements that people get, but it's important for us to get them from food as well. Or in the case of vitamin D, from sunlight. We know that vitamin D is highly correlated with immune function. Getting outside every single day and getting some sunlight on your skin is a great way to help your immune system. But vitamins A, E are B complex vitamins. Vitamin C. Now the trick with vitamin C, it's water soluble. What that means is that if we take in too much, we just excrete it the next time we go to the bathroom, right? So if we take in massive doses of vitamin C at one time, like we get from a lot of the supplements, we're not really going to use that much of it. It's actually a lot better for us to take in small doses of vitamin C throughout the day. So if you have a powder or something that has a massive dose of vitamin C, just sprinkle it in a few times throughout the day, and then your body's going to be able to use a lot more of it to function. Iron. Iron deficiency is really common, but iron is important for our immune system. If you're eating enough protein, you're probably also getting close to enough iron. Dark green leafy vegetables, great way to incorporate that too. Zinc. Now, zinc is a tricky one because this is one of the most common ones that people take in supplement form. But if we take in zinc in supplement form for too long, we can create a copper deficiency, because zinc and copper are directly related to each other. So I always caution people with supplements that contain zinc, we don't want to take them the entire cold and flu season unless your doctor is aware and they're checking your zinc levels, or they've chosen one for you that has balanced copper in it. Just be cautious with how much zinc you're taking supplementally. Again, if you're getting a good balanced diet that's got protein and it's got veggies, you're probably going to get enough zinc without that supplement. But it can be a good boost in the short term if it's monitored. That's kind of where I sit on zinc. And then selenium is really important too. Selenium, sometimes people look at like the white button mushrooms that you can get at the grocery store, but a serving of those actually has like more than 50% of the vitamin C that you need, or of the selenium that you need for the entire day. So mushrooms, if you like them, can be a great way to sneak in some selenium. But again, it's a micronutrient. We need very, very small amounts of it to function well. If we're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, if we're eating good sources of protein, we're probably going to get enough selenium. So you don't necessarily need to worry about supplementing it unless your doctor or your care team has recommended it or you're at high risk. And then gut health. So when we get out of the nutrients themselves, it's pretty important for us to just focus on gut health. Our immune system is centered in our gut. So if our gut is not healthy, and again, I bring this up almost every week, right? If our gut's not healthy, our immune system is just not going to function the way it needs to. And it doesn't get healthy just from taking pre and probiotic supplements. Again, it comes back to fiber. So when we talk about getting enough of the right things, protein-based foods and plants. Just real food. The more of that real food that you're eating, the stronger your immune system is going to be, and the more likely you're going to be able to kind of fight off those things that are coming in. Mediterranean diet is one of them. If you're looking for something that's going to give you information on how to get good protein and a lot of vegetables and fiber, a Mediterranean diet is a great structure. But just focusing on every single meal, if we can have a source of protein, a really good source of colorful fiber, rich plants, and then ideally an omega-3 if we can, that's the best way to go about strengthening that immune system. Certainly elderberry and some of those other supplements can be a great boost, but the diet itself is what's important. Easy, yeah. Right?
Tastier than any kind of powder or gummy or...
It really is. Yeah.
And there's a lot of good options out there.
It can be really enjoyable, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be fancy meals. It can be simple.
Sounds that way.
Yeah.
Well, we need it because, yeah, cold season is upon us and it's not done yet.
No, we probably have. We're about to be stuck indoors for a good chunk of the next few months. So, one, get outside.
Yeah.
Get that sunlight in the winter. Get that fresh air in the winter. The germs disperse more outside. True. Get out there, move around. And then when you're inside, do your best at eating well.
Great. Well, that's helpful and a good reminder. And yes, I think very timely given the amount of sick people in my path every single
day.
Thank you.
That's
good information and we appreciate you coming by and sharing it.
Yeah, thank you.